The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Well, hello there, great minds and thinkers. Are you a great thinker? Do you have a great mind? Well, I bet you do, because you're listening to I Can Help. It's a show about small business entrepreneurs, how they got started, troubles they might have had, how they overcame them, hopefully enjoying some success today. And we'll be talking about business plans, how to get a small business loan, copyrights, and things of that nature. And I'm your host, Mark the Spark, with a face for radio. And I'm here with my co-host, Pamela, born in Hawaii, raised in San Diego. Does it get any better than that? Would you like to say hello, Pamela?
I would. Aloha.
And?
Haole makahiki ho.
I knew.
Happy New Year. Yeah. And it's New Year's Eve today, isn't it?
Wonderful, wonderful. How is everything in Hawaii? Any volcanoes erupting or anything?
No,
everything's pretty quiet right now.
I think so. I better catch up with my family there. I better go take a trip when I need.
Well, we're so glad to have you here in the studio, and I'm so happy that you're my co-host. I'd like to remind everyone listening that Pamela and myself got bumped up from Saturday nights. We come to you now Saturday mornings, 10:30 a.m. to 11. And we are KCBQ, The Answer San Diego, broadcasting from the Golden Triangle in La Jolla. We're on 1170 a.m. and we go down to Tijuana. And if you're in the North County, we're on 96.1 FM. And we reach up all the way to Long Beach. And we hope things are going good up in Long Beach. We hope that the product is moving right along. We're streaming worldwide on all major podcast providers, such as Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Cashbox, Amazon Music, Radio Public, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and more. And you can always go to KCBQ, search The Answer, and just try for I Can Help. Now, we're brought to you by two sponsors. One is J-Dog Junk Removal, and I've known J-Dog for a while, and I'll tell you, he does wonderful work. They also do big jobs, too, like if you've got some demolition, they can remove things of that nature. We are also brought to you by Marco Polo BMW of La Jolla. For all your BMW needs, go see Marco Polo. Actually, the person you'll be talking to is Sebastian, and you'll find him very helpful and also very honest. Now, if you'd like to be a sponsor on the I Can Help show, it's easy. Just go to my website, 3wzanna.markthespark.org, and you'll see three packages available. We have episode, seasonal, and title sponsor. And just please go to my website and see what's involved with those three. And again, please remember, it is a .org, not .com. We are educational platform. And today we have a sponsor in the studio, which I'm so happy, and her name is Nicole, and she's here with Small Business Marketing Solutions. Would you like to say hello, Nicole? Oh,
thank you for having me today.
Oh, wonderful. I'm glad you're here in the studio with us. And before we get into your business, Nicole, we do a spinning wheel that we give a shout-out for past sponsors that we've had all the way back from the beginning. And it's the free sponsor shout-out, and Pam gets to spin the wheel, which she enjoys so much. And who did it land on today, Pamela?
Okay, it is Lou Chavez.
Oh, Lou.
Yeah.
Yes, my good buddy Lou. He does a whole thing on a business plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And you know what? That would be a good one. He needs to come back for the new year.
He does?
And talk about business plans.
Oh,
that would be perfect.
That is a wonderful idea. In fact, I believe we had a recent email asking on help for a business plan. I always send them to the SBA or SCORE, but it's always, I think, a little better when you get some personal help. we'll reach out for Lou, to Lou Chavez and his business plan. Would you do that, Pamela?
Yes.
I appreciate that so much. Okay, now I'd like to bring on Nicole. And again, she's here with the Small Business Marketing Solutions. And she also has some more to tell us on another thing she has going on. So you certainly seem like a very busy person, Nicole.
Absolutely.
And once again, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
To the Mark the Spark Show. So I'd like to just start out. Tell me a little bit about your company.
Sure. So Small Business Marketing Solutions is a micro company.
Micro company.
Yeah, you don't hear that very often, but...
Right. It's like a micro loan.
It is. Yeah. Under 10 employees. So I actually only have a staff of 3, which means we have to be very particular about where we invest our time so that we can make sure to give the best ROI for our clients.
Absolutely. I have heard from, I think it was Duffy, Duffy's Dogs that was on, was saying that the minimum wage is going up to, $22 an hour. Oof. If your company has, was it over 100 employees or over 400? I don't know.
I think it was
100. It was 100? Yeah. Again, I don't know the exact data on that, but he mentioned some big companies were thinking about pulling out of California because of that. I think he even mentioned Burger King and a few others. But anyways, I know the minimum wage goes up when you get a lot of employees.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Good thing my employees are paid pretty well. They're experts in their field, so they already hit that minimum. But, man, that would be tough if we were a larger company.
That's wonderful that they are. Yeah, in fact, Duffy was saying his friend owns 10 McDonald's. Whew. And I forget how many employees, but certainly a lot. So, anyways, you've worked in construction?
Yeah. So... Our company offers virtual services. We're a fractional marketing agency for small businesses. But while I offer services to all different types of industries, my background is really in the construction and home services space. So 26 years in the industry. I started when I was 18. Fell
26.
In love. Yeah, fell in love with the construction industry first and foremost. Fell in love with marketing and sales second, so I combined them both.
Wow, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And so what do you, where are you now?
We're located in Escondido, but we do offer services nationwide. So I have clients that are in New York, and I've got them in Illinois, and I've got clients in Canada. So that's kind of a fun thing about being a virtual marketing company that does digital services is I can work for anybody, anywhere.
And where are you out of now?
We are out of Escondido.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I see some of the things that you have down here is that in the early 2000s was great, and you earned a degree, and then you sold more than, what was it, $40 million in services?
Yeah. So my career, like I said, started in the construction industry. So while I own a marketing agency, I started from the ground up. Started doing sales. My first 10 years in business, I sold $40 million worth of sales. But that was in the B2B sector. So I was a subcontractor working as a plumbing contractor, concrete or framing. And we provided services to the Lennar Homes, the KB Homes, Richmond American, places like that. The second portion of my career was in B2C. So what that means is I moved from working in with large corporations to working in a small mom and pop shop, and we were general contractors and remodelers. So I have the business acumen in sales and marketing, both B2B and B2C, and I bring that to the table for my clients.
Could you elaborate a little bit on what B2B is and B2C is?
B2B, business to business. So if you're offering service from one business entity to another, so if you are a trade specialty contractor working with a home builder, that would be a B2B relationship.
I see.
And then your B2C is directly business to consumer. So when you're in a remodeling space, you're working directly with the consumer. Those are your direct clients.
Mm-hmm. And that's probably the biggest difference that you had is the difference of working business to business and business to client.
Yeah, it's a huge difference in how you have to market your services. When you're doing B2B, the majority of your services are networking based. They're event based. When you're working B2C, it's a little bit harder, especially if you're an entrepreneur who's really on your own. Mm-hmm. You have to find places that can bring you lead generation opportunities. And that's what we do today with Small Business Marketing Solutions, is we bring leads.
Okay. You say we. Now, is it your business? I see that in 2010, you and your boyfriend started a remodeling company.
We did. We did. And that's what led me to starting this company, actually. So in 2010, we started up a general construction company, and we set a goal for $5 million. And at $5 million, we were going to retire. We were going to be rich.
Well, I take it as $5 million profit, not gross
sales. We messed up on that. So it didn't really get us to retirement. But we did decide to double down and do it again. And so once we got to that $10 million mark, and didn't want to grow that company anymore, we realized it was time to turn around and give back. So that's why I opened up Small Business Marketing Solutions, was to help other startups and other entrepreneurs build their business so that they could have the financial freedom that we found.
Well, that's wonderful. And I know that I've heard you say that you have to like literally walk in their shoes when you're dealing with small business and in the very beginning. Could you elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah. So one of the things that we do is, well, everything we do is strategy-based, and everything that we do is data-based. So we, I just got discombobulated a little bit. Mm-hmm. When we walk in their shoes, we are literally putting ourselves in that homeowner's space. How will they find this contractor? What kind of needs do they have? What kind of tone are they going to respond to? And that makes us dive into who they are generationally, and you know what roles they play in their lives, so that we can make sure that our branding messages reach them and lead them to the clients that we have.
I see. And branding is important. I know Pamela did a section on branding, and I've had several emails too asking, you know, how do I get started with a brand and branding? So I think, you know, you did pretty well on that. How did you actually start with any branding?
You know, your branding is going to be your colors, your fonts, your personality, your tone. And that's not necessarily who you are as a business owner. It's who your company is. And it's really important to define who your company is so that when you're speaking to clients, you're speaking from that brand and not your personal brand.
Mm-hmm. I find that also with logos, too.
Absolutely.
And if you could do that same type of structure with your logo. And it helps, too, to remind of the business and puts a nice label on it.
Yes, absolutely.
But right about now, we take a little halftime break, Nicole, and then I'm going to bring you back. I want to hear things like, you know, what's the scariest thing? A business owner. And that can be quite a bit, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Yes. And so if you just sit tight, Pamela, also, we'll be right back. I take a halftime break, little drink of water. Pamela says I take a nap, but I don't. We'll be right back.
Hello, fellow patriots. Do you have junk piling up around the house and need help hauling it away? Look no further. J-Dog Junk Removal and Hauling is here. And J-Dog is not your run-of-the-mill hauling service. They are a veteran-owned business on a mission to decrease the veteran unemployment rate. They will show up with a uniformed team to tackle the projects you don't want to. J-Dog provides free estimates, transparent pricing, they're always on time, and of course, respectful. Go to jdognorthsandiego.com or Google J-Dog Junk Removal to schedule your pickup today.
Thank you for listening to I Can Help with Mark the Spark, the show made for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. Mark would like to hear from you directly, so please email any questions or comments you have to info@markthespark.org. You can also visit his website at markthespark.org. That's markthespark.org. If you're interested in sponsoring the show so you can talk about your business, please reach out to Mark. You can always find him at info@markthespark.org. He may even address your question on the air. That's info@markthespark.org.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to another episode of I Can Help with Mark the Spark. I'd also like to remind you, if you're just tuning in, bad, 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 you know you hurt my feelings. We want you here at 10:30 a.m. on KCBQ. That's 1170 a.m., 96.1 FM in the North County. I'd like to mention that the first Saturday of the month, we give away a radio. This is a nice radio on Amazon. It's around $100. And you can go to my website, markthespark.org. You can see it. And you can email me at info@markthespark.org. And you can be in the list on the list to win the free radio. I've also been talking to Pamela about going to a mini iPad, and we might be doing that. Also, dinner with Mark the Spark is also coming up. Now we want to bring back our sponsor, Nicole, that has been sitting here waiting so patiently. And I know I was ending the first half of our show with a question on what is the scariest thing do you think that is as a business owner? Nicole, what would you say? I know I would have quite a list.
Yeah. You know, when you're starting off opening up your own company, like I said, I've got firsthand experience opening at least 6 companies.
Wow.
Yeah, is cash flow.
You're catching up to me.
It's a lot of work, isn't it?
Yeah, more than people know. And yeah. Cash flow, yes, that always makes me undo my top button here.
It does. That's what keeps you up at night. That and investing in services and worrying that you're not going to have that return on investment that you need, or ROI, as people like to use the acronym.
That is right.
Not having enough sales calls. If you've got sales staff, that's something else that people worry about.
Right.
You don't want to be paying for leads and then wondering when your phone's going to ring.
Right.
So that's what I would say the biggest, scariest things are for business owners. But because we build our campaigns incrementally to build with companies as they grow, we are able to curtail some of those concerns.
Oh, how nice. I know at one time I had a payroll of 23 people, and we had a bad season, a lot of bad weather, and I was laying in a room sleeping at night, and my eyes were wide open staring at the ceiling. How am I going to make payroll? And I think I agree with you. Payroll, cash flow can be one of the most scariest things in a business. There is also the fear of failure. Everybody has that.
Absolutely.
We know what fear means, right? Face everything and rise.
Oh, I like that.
Thank you. And I have that on my wall, actually, at home. Among other things, too, like my favorite entrepreneurial story is Famous Amos. I don't know if you knew about him,
yep.
But everyone told him, don't. But he said, the time's right for me, and he did. He's now famous. Okay, you have an event coming up, Nicole.
I do.
And I know I will be there. Mark the Spark, Pamela is going to be there, the misplaced Hawaiian, and yes, and so we're looking forward to it. Now, tell us a little bit about it. What kind of businesses will be there?
Yeah, so we are having an event. It's on Wednesday, January 11th. I picked a Wednesday because word of mouth Wednesday, word of mouth marketing does work, folks.
Oh.
Yes, and we are meeting at Mavericks in Pacific Beach. It's from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Very fun, very casual, open networking. This isn't something where you go in and you have to, what's the word I'm looking for?
Wear a tie?
Yeah, no, you can come. We're marketing mostly towards home services space. So you're going to find plumbers who walk in and they've got, materials left over or paint left over on their pants. And that's perfectly fine.
Yes, definitely blue collar.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
I grew up blue collar.
So did I. I still am.
No, I left it. It was too much work. But go on. Don't let me interrupt.
Yeah. No, I'm going to say all startups, all small businesses are welcome to join. And small businesses, you know, if you've got 100 employees, you're considered a small business. Don't be scared. Come on down. Everybody needs resources. And the resources in the home services space will be there for you at this event.
Right. And a saying that is a good one is a rising tide raises all boats.
Yes.
And it sure does. You learn that kind of when you get with other entrepreneurs that you're more willing to help and hopefully something will trickle back. instead of being jealous and not wanting to help a person. Don't want to see your neighbor get ahead because then it mean looks like you're not doing anything. So these events that you have are wonderful.
Thank you.
It's a rising tide for all boats. Now, what can attendees expect at your event when they walk in the door?
So when you walk in, we're going to give you a name tag, of course, because not everybody's going to know who you are.
Mm-hmm. I've worn many of those.
Yes. We will we'll give everyone a raffle ticket.
Oh, good. Pamela, you'll like that.
Yeah, everybody likes door prizes, right?
Especially if you have a spinning wheel.
Yes.
Pamela loves that. She thinks she's Vanna White now, you know, if you even remember who Vanna White
was. I do. I do.
Go ahead, Nicole.
We'll have some food and some drinks, but we actually just signed on another sponsor for our event, Linked Preview, and they're going to be donating their time to give professional headshots. So we're very excited to have them there as well.
Headshots?
Headshots. Everybody needs a headshot. If you're a business owner, you need a headshot.
Is that a drink? No.
Well,
if you're a business person,
no. You still need, you know, you need a drink too.
That's a really great service that they're providing.
Yeah, very excited about that. Mm-hmm.
And it is casual, as you state, you know, come as you are, which encourages a lot of people, especially if they have a busy day and they don't really have time to go home and, you know.
Yeah, and people don't have to stay there the entire 3 hours. What you need to do is you need to come in. You need to bring your business cards. You need to grab some food, grab a drink, find somebody to talk to, and then make your way around the room.
Mm-hmm. Because it is freestyle networking.
It is.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I like the best, too. And sometimes you can just find yourself gravitating to a certain business or person. And then the connections really happen. And I don't know. Do you still do business cards? I do.
I do. Do you know there's something called a dot card? And the dot card requires it's touchless. You actually just tap it to the person's phone and you can share your contact information with them. So that's definitely an option for people who like contactless connections.
Pamela, we're going to have to get that. I know I gave a card to a fairly young person one time and they said, we don't use business cards anymore. We go to Instagram.
Yeah.
I go, well, I says, I don't know. If I really depend on people going home and going on to Instagram. But I know I use a card and I use some flyers, and especially at a networking event, sometimes it's just so easy while shaking a hand to give a business card.
Well, when you grab those business cards, one of the first things you should do when you get home is go onto your LinkedIn and make sure that you ask them to be your friend on LinkedIn so that you are communicating with them. Mm-hmm. You know, send them an intro email to yourself when you get home. It doesn't stop at the networking event. You have to keep networking with them.
That's right. And it's like when you come on the Mark the Spark show, it doesn't just end here at the studio, right, Pamela? Mm-hmm. We ask the sponsors to put it on their social media and, you know, to promote it also. You can't just come on a radio show and expect the flocks of multitude to come running to you. You have to work it also.
Absolutely.
Nicole, you have given us a wealth of information. We ought to have her back, Pamela. I'm getting a little bit towards the end of the show. In a couple minutes, could you kind of wrap up what you would like to say today? And then most importantly, how we can get in touch with you or your company or the event that you're promoting?
Yeah, we actually wanted to provide a special opportunity just for you and your listeners. We would love to gift 5 pairs of tickets to our networking event on January 11th. So all you need to do for the listeners is text 2 tickets to my cell phone, 760-535-5592, and we'll send you a special unique code to give you free access.
Wonderful. I hope everybody heard that. And also we'll post that on our website if we can too. There. Thank you so much, Nicole, for coming in.
Me.
It was a pleasure. And as I said to Pamela, I'd love to have you back again. You had so much information. It's hard to get it in a half hour show. In fact, we need an hour show, Pamela. Why don't you talk to the producer later on? You seem to have a way. I don't. I'd like to remind our listeners, too, at my website, we have a lenders board, And we also have a credit board. On the lenders board, we're starting to list banks, credit unions, angel investors, anyone that will help with small business. It is a work in progress. Also, the credit board, many people need help with credit. We have a credit.org, Credit Ninja, and that is a work in progress and will be coming into full very shortly. So I'd like to say thank you so much for tuning in today. Pamela and myself really appreciate it. We'd like for you to stay tuned to Take Your Power Back with Kim and Robin. It's really a dynamic show, certainly worth tuning into. So please join us every Saturday morning from 10:30 to 11 on KCBQ, 1170 AM, and I bet you knew that, 96.1 FM in the North County. And hear every week a story about a small business entrepreneur. So thank you so much for tuning in. Pamela and myself say thank you so much and hope to see you next week. Thank you. Goodbye.
Hello, fellow patriots. Do you have junk piling up around the house and need help hauling it away? Look no further. J-Dog Junk Removal and Hauling is here. And J-Dog is not your run-of-the-mill hauling service. They are a veteran-owned business on a mission to decrease the veteran unemployment rate. They will show up with a uniformed team to tackle the projects you don't want to. J-Dog provides free estimates, transparent pricing, they're always on time, and of course, respectful. Go to jdognorthsandiego.com or Google J-Dog Junk Removal to schedule your pickup today.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.